Democrat Peltola, Republican Sullivan advance to November race for Alaska's Senate seat. Mary Peltola, a Democrat and former U.S. Representative, emerged from Alaska's open primary on August 18 as the frontrunner in the U.S. Senate race, a contest that could shift the balance of power in Congress. The seat is held by two-term incumbent Senator Dan S. Sullivan, who also advanced to the general election ballot. The Alaska Senate race is one of five that election watchers have called a toss-up. A win by Peltola in the general election could help place the Senate under Democratic control. Republicans currently hold a three-seat majority. Mark Bejich, whom Sullivan defeated in 2014, was the only Democrat to represent Alaska in the Senate since 1981. Under Alaska's election rules, the top four contenders from the nonpartisan primary advance to the general election, which is decided by ranked choice voting. Two other candidates will appear on the November 3 ballot along with Peltola and Sullivan, but they have not yet been called. Name controversy. Peltola led pre-election polling by up to 15 percentage points according to Real Clear Politics. However, Sullivan may have been hampered by identity confusion as fellow Republican Dan J. Sullivan also appeared on the ballot. Amid complaints about possible ballot confusion, Lieutenant Governor Carol Beecher, who oversees elections, disqualified Dan J. Sullivan on June 11. Beecher cited the fact that Dan J. Sullivan had never before appeared to use the shortened version of his name, Daniel, had not been affiliated with the Republican Party until 2 days before filing his candidacy, and had created a campaign website with branding similar to that of Dan S. Sullivan. A judge later ruled that Dan S. Sullivan must remain on the ballot, and that ruling was subsequently upheld by the state Supreme Court. Every qualified citizen should have the opportunity to seek public office. Our democracy is strongest when voters have choices and when elections are decided by the people, not parties or government officials, Dan J. Sullivan stated in campaign materials. A spokesperson for Peltola told Reuters her campaign had no involvement with the Dan J. Sullivan candidacy. 13 other candidates also appeared on the primary ballot. Lead contenders. Senator Dan S. Sullivan, 61, has served in the Senate since 2015. He's an attorney, a former Marine Corps officer, and a former state attorney general. Peltola, 53, served in the U.S. House of Representatives from September 2022 to January 2025. She previously served in the Alaska House and on the Bethel City Council. She has two sons in the Coast Guard. Peltola is a member of the Blue Dog Caucus, a group of nine moderate House Democrats. Peltola outraised and outspent her principal opponent as of July 29, the last campaign finance reporting deadline before the election. She had raised about $19 million and spent nearly $14 million to Dan S. Sullivan's $12 million raised and $5 million spent by that date. Candidate spending in Alaska's 2022 senatorial campaign totaled about $18 million, according to information compiled by Ballotopedia. Alaska First Messaging. Both candidates ran statewide media campaigns that primarily emphasized their biographies. Both aimed to portray themselves as standing with Alaskans against outside influences. It was an honor to serve our country in uniform. And it's an honor to fight for Alaska in the U.S. Senate, Senator Dan Sullivan said in one video ad. He stressed the importance of fighting for something bigger than oneself, accompanied by text stating that Peltola had sold out U.S. troops by voting against a pay increase. A second ad featured a testimonial from a disabled Marine Corps veteran, crediting Sullivan for helping him obtain needed healthcare services without having to leave the state. Peltola emphasized her status as a lifelong Alaskan in a first ad, stating, "When I think of an Alaskan, I think about somebody who has a genuine connection to the land and the people and the experience of living and growing and raising a family." In a second ad, Peltola stated, "There is nobody more dedicated to our veterans and military families than a military mom." The ad touts her voting record, which she said includes approving a large pay increase for members of the military. Key issue, bycatch. The protection of Alaska's fishing industry emerged as a key issue in the campaign. Political action committees have run ads for and against the candidates on the issue of bycatch, which is the unintended catch of certain fish and other marine life while trawling. Both Peltola and Sullivan have opposed practices such as bottom trawling, which produce high rates of bycatch. Sullivan introduced a bill to limit the practices, and Peltola published an op-ed in the Anchorage Daily News calling for a ban on factory trawling. Two political action committees, Right for Alaska and Fair Deal Alaska, spent about $1.3 million in advertising either for Senator Dan Sullivan or against Peltola between July 20 and August 17, according to Federal Election Commission records. Correction: a previous version of this article misstated Mary Peltola's current status. The Epoch Times regrets the error.